I didn't see you there. You're right by the door. And welcome home. Welcome home. Yes. This is my home. I live here. You're my flatmate. This is my assigned living quarters. Welcome home. That is. Welcome home. Oh, do you want me to put these in the bin? Oh. Are you sure? Because they're dead. Dead floor. Just deceased. They're for me. They're for me. Dead plants. Dead floor. Deceased. Just expired. Roses. Smell them. Smell the death. That's really, really fragrant. And death does not smell like that on my planet. Thank you for the sweet death smelling roses. Of course I like them. I like them very much. They smell like death and not death. Like they smell like roses. I like roses. Thank you. Why are there 12? 12. It seems like a odd number. It's a dozen red roses. Thank you. Welcome home. Is that wrong? Because that's what you said. Oh. But I live here. So. Welcome home. No, thank you. Thank you for the roses of death. The not dead death roses. No one's ever given me roses or any other dead plant or deceased flora before. Thank you. I will treasure them forever. Forever. They'll die. You gave me dead plants that will die again. Fascinating. That is fascinating. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is fascinating. Oh, you have other gifts. Welcome home. Oh, I shouldn't say that. What should I say then? Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day? Valentine. But it's Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Monday. It's Monday. Is Valentine's Day another word for Monday? I've never. It's a particular day. Do particular days have names? I thought they went in sequence from Monday to Sunday, and now they don't? Has it always been like that? So each day has a day in sequence, but also a formal name? Fascinating. I am learning so much about Earth from you. Having a human flatmate is so fascinating. This is fascinating with the roses of death and the formal name day. Saint Valentine's Day. Saint Valentine's Day. Thank you. Welcome home. Ooh, what's this? It's a box. It's a strangely shaped box. There's something in it. What is this shape? This pointy on one end, but curved on the top. But not just one curve, but two curves. What is a heart? A heart. This is a heart shape? This is heart shaped? Pointy bottom and double curve on top. But so your heart is like this? That is fascinating. From the biology text, I was led to believe that your heart was, well, not like this. This is fascinating. Open it. Of course. Are these edible? These are edible.
What do you call these?
Chocolates. Oh, they smell very, very... I don't know. No, we don't have these on my planet. This is something new and very unfamiliar. Well, all of this is very new and unfamiliar. The death roses and your pointy heart. That this is fascinating and delicious. Oh, that. What was that sound? That. I've never made that sound before. What was that sound? Enjoyment. Enjoyment from consuming... What are they? Chocolate. I like chocolate. I like chocolate. And roses of death. This... Fascinating. This is so fascinating. And thank you. Welcome home. And... I'm sorry, I don't understand. The translator is a little... The date, it's St. Valentine's Day. That's not the date. Monday. No, the 14th of February. That's the date. A date. I need context. Sorry. No. I must be mistaken. It must be the translator. This is... You wish to venture out in my company? On a date? Wait. I know what this is. I know what this is. This is a courtship ritual. You want to call me these? These are courtship gifts. These roses of death and a pointy heart box of chocolates. Delicious chocolates. You wish to court me. You wish to court me. My human flatmate wishes to court me. You wish to court me? You are aware that I'm not human. And you still wish to court me? Fascinating, because yes, welcome home. Wait, I would very much like to go out on a date with you, my human flatmate. But I haven't furnished you with any gifts. Here, roses of death. For you. They smell like death. No, please. The chocolates. But I like the chocolates. Would you like to share the chocolates with me? Ooh! You like them! That was a sound of enjoyment from eating the chocolate. The chocolate's adorable. I'm adorable. Is that good? Good! Welcome home! I do have a question, however, human flatmate. Why do I call you that? Because you're my human flatmate. A pet name? Pet name. Wait, I have a reference for this. I have a reference. Snuggles? My induction officer had a cat called Snuggles. Cats are pets, therefore Snuggles is a pet name, and you are Snuggles. Snuggles. I have a question, Snuggles. Oh. From your reaction, Snuggles isn't a good pet name. Are you sure? You wish for me to call you Snuggles. Okay, my human. My Snuggles. I have a question, Snuggles. What is exactly is a date?